Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our top news at week's end, and it appears the Barack Obama economic team is about to be unveiled. NBC News and other media sources suggesting that Obama will unveil that team on Monday. It's a long-awaited announcement given the tremendous volatility on Wall Street, and especially the down days this week, Wednesday and Thursday. NBC News reporting that Timothy Geithner is apparently in line to be Obama's nominee as Secretary of the Treasury. The 47-year-old Geithner is currently president of the New York Federal Reserve. He's also a veteran of the second term of the Clinton administration, and Obama is expected to make that official again Monday, possibly in Chicago. NBC News also reporting that New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson will likely be the choice of Obama as the next Commerce Secretary. That's a position allegedly rejected by Penny Pritzker, who was Obama's campaign finance chairwoman, although she had some business dealings that were very controversial, and so she backed out of a possible nomination there. Richardson, a well-known name in Washington, he served as Bill Clinton's Secretary of Energy, as well as his ambassador to the United Nations. He was also a congressman from New Mexico and was elected governor in 2002. Richardson was a strong endorser of Barack Obama, even going against his former employer, Bill Clinton, during the Democratic presidential campaign. Whether or not it's the name specifically that Wall Street liked late in Friday's trading is unknown, but the fact that there is an Obama economic team about to be named was definitely well received. The Dow closed up 494 points on Friday, ending the day at 8047. The S&P 500 shot up 48 points to close at 800. The NASDAQ gaining 68 points to close at 1384. Stocks had taken a beating throughout the week, closing as low as about 7,500 on Thursday before that massive point gain, as just mentioned, on Friday. Meanwhile, congressional Democrats still offering struggling U.S. automakers some tough love in return for a bailout loan. As we reported on Thursday's program, no deal this week. Democrats telling automakers essentially, try again and explain how you're going to reorganize your business models so that if we ever give you this money, we'll know that it's likely to do some good. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi addressing the issue again on Friday. She says it's imperative that the big three realize that they can't do business as usual.
We consider this an opportunity for a stimulus recovery package for the auto industry from which they can emerge preeminent in the world.
Democratic leaders this week delayed a vote on a $25 billion bailout plan, saying they would reconvene a lame duck session in Congress, possibly the week of December 8th, to reconsider an emergency loan package. There is a bipartisan Senate proposal on the table. Speaker Pelosi, though, says she hopes that something can be done because she doesn't want to see bankruptcy for the big three.
I just think that would be digging a hole far too deep and just have a devastating impact on the workers, on the economy, on the manufacturing base, and on the confidence of the country.
Meanwhile, Pelosi says that a strong American auto industry is vital to U.S. economic and national security. From the Republican perspective on Capitol Hill, the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, is scratching his head, trying to figure out why Democrats are changing tactics on the bailout proposal.
I think it's been quite bizarre and quite confusing. They'll have to decide, they meaning the majority here, whether they want to bring us back on December the 8th, and if so, what do they want us to do? So my advice would be, do you want to play games or do you want to make a law?
In the meantime, production cuts being announced again by General Motors as it tries to avoid running out of cash. Bloomberg.com reports a spokesman for the company would not comment on how large the reductions will be. Earlier this week, GM announced plans to shutter five plants for up to 2 weeks and to limit overtime. We heard from Senator Mitch McConnell a moment ago. He's also offering some advice to incoming President Barack Obama. Mr. McConnell says that he hopes Barack Obama decides to govern from the middle and tackle big issues. McConnell very frank when he says he's relieved that the Bush administration is coming to an end, saying it's been difficult for the Republicans to move anything forward, knowing that their president is extremely unpopular.
We are beginning a slow and deliberative process of finding our way back. Both parties have done this. My reaction to the election was not one of despair, but one of understanding that we have to retool and come back and there will be new leaders.
McConnell also saying that Democrats will not get a rubber stamp from Senate Republicans. He says one thing the GOP will stand strong on, secret ballots for union workers.
We're going to do everything we can to defeat getting rid of the secret ballot in union elections. And I think the Democrat members from right-to-work states are going to have to come to grips with the reality that this is a real vote. We're talking about it, that it could potentially become law, Europeanize America.
And after a battery of hospital tests, Attorney General Michael Mukasey says he feels fine. The 67-year-old Mukasey collapsed Thursday night during a speech in Washington. In a statement to Department of Justice employees, Mukasey said all tests at the hospital have come back with good results. An earlier statement from a Justice Department spokeswoman described last night's incident as a fainting spell. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, our end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps. We'll also find out how Americans are doing when it comes to knowledge of their government and history and the economy. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, assessing the Obama cabinet selections thus far. Stay with us.